Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. y'all. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the topic, weigh in on today's episode, whatever you want to call it. And because I've got a great episode for you guys today. I got to call it that because I do. I have a great episode. And I'm going to get right into it in just a moment. But today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And make sure you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, guys, again, I have a great episode for you today. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. So those of you who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, you guys can call into the show at any time. And it seems like my entire switchboard, my entire board is full of people listening to the show, okay? It looks like I have no room for another caller, okay? All lines are full, looks like. But still, if you guys want to weigh in on the show, please call 818-301-5834. So today's episode is entitled, Dr. King or Barack Obama? Who has the biggest legacy? The reason I wanted to do this show was, one, because Dr. King holiday is coming up on Monday. And then, two, someone was trying to debate me about this. Okay? I want to know who do you think has the biggest legacy? Who do you think has the biggest legacy? Who do you think? Well, let's get into it. Dr. King or Barack Obama, who has the biggest legacy? Okay, here's what I say. This is my opinion. Before I let people up on the show, this is my opinion. Okay, and you have yours. I took a poll from about 8 people. Not many, but 8 people. We just came up with this. Okay, so I took a poll from about 8 people. I had 4 and 4, pretty much, or maybe 5 and 3. Who were with Barack Obama. I was not one of those people because I think that Dr. King, hands down, has the biggest legacy. I'm not taking anything away from Barack Obama, the first African-American president in the United States, yada, yada. Okay, he got the internet, all he's done or doing or whatever, viral over the internet. People all over the world know who Barack Obama is. People all over the world know who Dr. King is. Dr. King was not just in Atlanta. He was not just in Georgia. He was not just in the United States. Dr. King was worldwide. Every country in the world knew about Dr. King. Now, probably every country in the world know about Barack Obama. But if you ask me still, I'd say that Dr. King has the biggest legacy. Now, do you think that Barack Obama will ever have his own holiday? I don't think so. We already have President's Day. Okay? And then President's Day is not as big as Dr. King's holiday because more people recognize Dr. King's holiday than they do President's Day. I'm off work on Dr. King holiday. I'm not off work on President's Day. Are you? I have a caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning, Frank. This is Norman Hardaway. And there is no question I agree with you, my host. There's no comparison to Dr. King and Barack Obama. None whatsoever. The only distinction is he became the president of the United States, and Dr. King is so much bigger than he will ever be. You know, I have so much more to say about the subject, but I know we only have 30 minutes, and I know you got a whole lot of more people on the switchboard, so I won't take up more time.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Hardaway, and hey, stay warm up there in New York, but
man, it's man. For New York weather in January, mid-January, oh, it's pretty nice. It's like 50 degrees. So we having a party up here. I think I'm going to barbecue tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's colder down here in the A than it is up there, man. It's like 40. It's like the mid to low 40s. You know, in the peak of the afternoon, and then at night, man, it's just damn cold. I mean, 22, 23 degrees at night.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to tell you this one funny thing. My mom, bless her soul, she was like, oh, it's cold down here. I was like, Mom, well, how cold is it? She was like, 50? I was like, oh, my God. Man, we'd be having, it'd be people up here 50 degrees, they'd be having old short pants. Come on.
Yeah.
50 degrees in
yeah.
January? Man, that's a blessing.
Yeah. I hear you, but hey, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to get back to it, okay. Dr. King or Barack Obama, who has the biggest legacy? I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Mr. Williams, I most definitely agree with your prior caller. I mean, it's just, I can't imagine people answering that question, President Obama. I mean, to me, it's no thought of a President Obama without Dr. King. And, I mean, President Obama, you know, is still living, thank goodness, so maybe his legacy will be more than we ever know. But right now, I don't even think, you know, it's a contest. That's all. That
right.
Was my comment. All
okay,
right,
thank
good
you, and keep listening to the show. Thank you.
Right.
And, I agree as well. I mean, who knows how big Obama's legacy going to be, okay? Who knows? But, I mean, 40 years after Dr. King gone on, right? Assassinated in 68, so 40 years was 2008. So over 40 years that he's been dead, not that he was born, that he's been dead, and his legacy continues, to me, I'd say, continues to grow. Like we say, Barack Obama, we don't know how big his legacy is going to be. But if you go by what's happening now, I don't think that 40 years after Barack Obama has gone on in peace, I don't think that his legacy is going to be as big as Dr. King's is 40 years after he died. Y'all with me? I mean, you know, am I making sense? There's no way. And they say, well, maybe in the United States, Frank, but not all over the world. Well, how far do you think Dr. King stretched? Dr. King stretched all over the world. And, you know, they say, Frank, well, people in, you know, you ask people in Africa right now, who's most popular, Dr. King or Barack Obama? Well, the youngsters will say Barack Obama, okay? But you ask someone that's 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, I guarantee you, hands down, they're going to say Dr. King. Dr. King was known all over the world. If y'all watch the service on Monday morning, watch it on TV on Monday morning, watch the service, you'll see people from all around the world there to speak. Sorry about that, guys. I'm having technical difficulties today. But anyway, so, and I hope to get this corrected, you know, today, hopefully, okay? But so what I'm seeing is Dr. King is known all over the world. He's known all over the world as well. Africa, China, any country you name, they know about Dr. King. Now, and because of Dr. King, Barack Obama is where he is now. Because of Dr. King. Now, Obama may have a memorial, something set up for him later on down the line. But King's got a memorial set for him right now. It took a long time. It took a lot of fighting. But at the same time, it's there. And because it took a lot of fighting is because of what he done to make people start thinking differently. I don't know, you know, people want to see Obama. He can draw huge crowds. But look at the crowd Dr. King drew 50 years ago in Washington. I mean, come on, man. How can you think that Obama's legacy is bigger than Dr. King's? Right now, how can you think that? You can't think that. Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize. That is worldwide recognition. Okay? Now, they gave Obama the Peace Prize. That's worldwide recognition. You know, all I'm saying is Barack Obama received it because Dr. King received it. Okay? So I can believe that people are comparing him to Dr. King as far as the people that can associate with him. But that's not big as Dr. King. Now, I mean, Dr. King did so much for women all around the world. King did so much for men all around the world. Not just the garbage men in Alabama. Dr. King is the reason that you can sit in a restaurant. You can go to Applebee's, Red Lobster, Chops, the big restaurants. You can go to, and you can go into McDonald's and sit and eat just like everyone else. Before Dr. King, you had to go out back and eat. Right? Y'all don't forget this kind of stuff. We'll never forget this kind of stuff. I know a lot of it's not being taught in schools now, yada, yada. But still, you ask the older generation who's got the biggest legacy. They know Barack Obama. But he doesn't hold a candle to Dr. King. Not his legacy. You know? So that's my whole thing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy and Barack Obama's, President Barack Obama's legacy. Who do you think has the biggest legacy? Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, I can understand how young people think that, because they may not even know a whole lot about Dr. King, because a lot of that stuff has been reined in on and is not being taught the way it was taught when we were coming through school, even coming through the public school. We don't know what's happening in the private schools, but coming through the public schools, it was taught. I mean, Dr. King lived right here in Atlanta, his hometown. Okay? Now, something else came out. This one young lady said that Dr. King had his born name was not Martin. She said she Googled him and found out his born name was Michael. Get out of town, man. I've never heard that in my life. In my 40-plus years here on earth, I've never heard that in my life. Never. She said she Googled it. Found out his dad and him had the same name, Michael. Hey, come on. That's just like the commercial the girl say, "Oh, meet my new fiance. He's from France. He's French or something." He said, "Oh, where'd you meet him?" "On the internet." This dude walk up to my bonjour. That's how I felt when she came back. I'm gonna go Google it. I'm gonna let you know. She came back. Yeah, his name Michael. What? Man, get out of town. Believe everything you read on the internet? I'm not going to believe that for 1 second. But all I'm saying is Dr. King has the biggest legacy. Dr. King's worldwide. I mean, you know, Mandela, he'll tell you himself if he was still here, "Hey, King hands down, man. King was the king." And like you call Michael Jackson the king of pop, Dr. King, king of all kings. Okay? The king of all kings. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. It's been a blast. Thank you to all my callers that called in and come in on today's episode. I appreciate that. You guys stay warm. You know, keep your families together and continue to move on. Continue to do things that make you and your family happy. Who cares about the man out there in the street. Take care of you and your family. It's Frank. I'm over.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget it, reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.